All right, welcome everyone to tonight's call. And I'm going to keep it kind of light, kind of simple. What I want to talk about was refocusing, right? So if you're in the U.S., you know, and even if you're not, I don't know, right? It's the beginning, middle of summer, however you want to look at it. And so sometimes this is a good time to refocus. So this is also a lesson I like to teach right around the new year. And really what it is too, right? So I like the refocusing aspect after you've been unfocused for a little while, right? And so again, this is for different people. If you've been really focused, you know, don't worry about this. Again, we'll just double down your focus. But for a lot of people, it's kind of vacation time, right? It's kind of kicking off. And so I want to talk a little bit about how to get yourself back on track, right? It's kind of a key thing. So I love this quote, right? Things do not change, we change. And so it really is up to us. You know, we can define any time of year the way we want it to be. And this year is no different. So, you know, a few quick notes. First one, weight mastery, even weight success in the beginning. It's not about being perfect, right? It's about getting back on track quickly. And so I know you can't hear me say this enough, right? But it's so true because, again, I would say the number one thing people deal with is the all or nothing, right? And so, again, if you were in the U.S., last week was 4th of July. I was kind of right in the middle. It was kind of weird. It's weird when you have the holiday right on a Wednesday, because then it's almost like, well, the previous weekend felt like kind of a holiday, and then the next weekend kind of felt like a holiday, and then Wednesday was a day off, sort of. So it screws with the schedule a little bit. So again, anytime your schedule gets screwy, and you know, again, maybe you go to cookouts and your schedule's a little off, and you eat a little not quite as clean as you want to, that's okay. Okay, we got to get ourselves out of the idea that you need to. It's not like an endurance test where, you know, you just keep pushing, and the second you make a mistake, oh, I blew it. That's not what success is, okay? Success is, again, we want to be aware. We don't want to fall off the wagon completely, right? We don't go crazy when we go to cookouts. But it's most likely you're going to eat differently than you normally do, okay? And so that can give us the feeling like, oh, I blew it. I'm off track. And especially when times are a little screwy. Like I said, it's a weird week when the vacation's right in the middle of the week sometimes. And so it can kind of throw us off a little bit. So again, that's why I want to talk about this, because sometimes when you feel a little off kilter, it's a great time to practice the skill of getting back on track. Right? That's the key thing. And so that's a skill that you're going to use constantly. Why? Because we always make mistakes, you know, always. And so what we want to do is be able to get back on track quickly. And that's what this is all about. And so again, you kind of take a look at yourself. Where are you at right now? Right? Again, take an honest look. And so I say this because, again, we all have a negativity bias. And I can't tell you how often I hear this from clients and even myself. Sometimes, you know, it's like you go to a thing and you have potato salad and macaroni salad, and maybe you didn't eat a ton of it. But again, you're just thrown off your normal eating, perhaps, right? Whatever normal eating might be for you. But it's an opportunity to kind of look at it and say, okay, how have I done? Right. And try and be as objective as possible. And, you know, if you had an off day, you know, again, first of all, just kind of look at it. Was it that bad? A lot of times you'll find it wasn't as bad as it felt. Right. Sometimes our feelings are vague and we can have one little thing that feels like we kind of screwed up, but it's a little thing. Okay. And so again, this is an opportunity. This is part of this whole skill, because again, if you make one little mistake and you feel like you totally blew it, it's a lot harder to get yourself back on track, because it feels like you're really far away from the track, right? So again, the way we perceive our mess ups, our screw ups, our mistakes is a big part of this whole thing. And so again, we don't want to go into denial when we're making mistakes or behaving in the wrong way. But at the same time, we don't go the other direction. And I see that almost being worse. When little mistakes we make, we blow way up and we make them into a huge deal. And then it feels like getting back on track is almost impossible because we screwed up so bad, when in reality, it wasn't really that bad. Okay. So again, it's an opportunity to kind of take a look. Where are you at? What's the next step to get back on track? Right? What's the next thing you can do? You don't need grand slams. This is another part of getting back on track. So the first part, again, is recognizing where you're at, right? You're probably not it's probably not as bad as you may have thought it was, if this is your situation. And the other part that makes it getting back on track easier is to realize, you know, say you were eating perfectly clean for like 7 days. Then all of a sudden, you know, Saturday, you went to a cookout and you didn't eat horrible, but you didn't eat great. right? And so now you're like, oh God, now I got to get myself all the way back on track. Perfect. Well, you don't. Okay. This is, we're going to go into this in a few minutes, but it doesn't have to be this all or nothing mindset, right? And so all or nothing on both sides, we want to be all or something. And to be honest, a lot of the time you're going to be in the something category, right? Certainly I find myself in the something category, trending towards all. That's where I spend most of my time. Very rarely am I all, and I'm almost never nothing. Okay. And so I would suggest the same for you. Get yourself comfortable with being in the something category. So you're always doing something that's beneficial for your health and your weight. And we'll go through those in a few moments. But it doesn't have to be grand slams. And again, I make a big deal out of this because our culture trains us to thinking grand slams, right? Because again, it's all or nothing. We're either on track 100%, counting calories, tracking every little thing, or we're doing absolutely nothing and not even thinking about it at all. That's the problem. We need to get ourselves, again, all or something, and at least always something, right? Always something. And the next one with it is patience. Hey, patience. The more patience you can bring into this process, I'm telling you, it is the magic sauce. Okay. Because again, anything big in your life that you've achieved, it's taken time. Right. And so persistence is so, so important with this. And what makes persistence easier is when you have some patience. Okay. This is a learning process. You're learning how to think, act, and respond in a new way. Right. And so part of that learning is when you screw up too, by the way. Okay, it's learning how to get back on track, right? What do you have to think? How do you have to think differently to do it? What are some strategies and techniques you can use? Okay, but it all takes patience. And anything you've done in your life for a while, anything that you're good at, right, whatever your job may be that you've been doing for a while, or maybe you're a parent, you've been a parent for a while, you get better over time, right? Because you build up experience and wisdom. It's the same thing here. And again, this is a big cultural kind of screw job they put on us, where it's always like, well, I know what to do, I just got to get myself to do it. No, knowing how to get yourself to do it's the whole game. And that's the part no one knows how to do, right? And that's what you are learning. Okay. And it takes some time. It's like learning a language. It's like learning an instrument, right? So give it some patience. I know you want fast results. I get it. But you want long-term results just as much, I hope. And so again, just give yourself the time necessary to really master this area of your life, right? You can't go wrong if you do. And again, in terms of that, right, just specifically in the culture, it's really just weight loss is always about days, weeks, and months. And really you need to start thinking in terms of months, years, decades, and forever. Right? I'm always thinking in terms of forever. I don't really do short-term strategies at all. Sometimes with exercising, I will, maybe if I'm going to do like a fast thing or some sort of cleanse type thing, which I rarely do. But that's about it. Everything else, I'm thinking to myself, if I'm going to commit the time to installing a habit or work on something, one of the first questions I'm asking is, is this something I'd want to do forever? Right. And so I would suggest you start thinking in that way as well. It really changes a lot. And again, it's subtle a lot of times how it changes your thinking, but it's very, very powerful. When you start thinking about your weight loss and your health in a long-term time frame and it's a long-term perspective, it's magical. You really start accessing new insights and ideas within your mind. Okay, so that's a big one. And one way to do that, one of my favorite ways to do that, is where do you want to be next year at this time? I'm a big fan of right now because I call this kind of like the second New Year's, right? So we're 6 months. We're halfway through the year. Okay, and so I think it's kind of nice. It's a nice balance to the New Year's, right? And again, if you're not happy with where you are now, it's okay. Just relax. But it's fun to start thinking, where do you want to be next year at this time? And again, as I said, when you start thinking in year-long time frames, it changes your thinking. You know, if you change the time frames you're thinking in, everything within there kind of changes, right? So again, for example, if you think in terms of a month, how can I lose as much weight as possible this month? That the ideas that come up are going to be more extreme, right? Because again, you need to get fast results. And so you need to do extreme things to get those results. And every idea that pops in your head is an extreme one. And this is where most of us are at, because this is what we're constantly being conditioned with. Every single weight loss message you get in popular culture is basically, how can you lose weight quickly? Okay. And it's clearly not working. 75% of the population is overweight or obese. Okay, so that time frame, that process does not work. And so what we want to do, one way to kind of get it into a longer term time frame is thinking to yourself, where do you want to be next year at this time? And it's very, very powerful. Again, I think I've told this story, but I remember last year, it's almost been a year now, but it was about last year, the end of August, beginning of September, I started doing a pretty intense form of yoga. And I was horrible at it at first. And so I would say, where am I going to be next year at this time when I've been doing it, you know, the whole time? And so I'm beginning to close in on a year. Okay. Now here's the interesting part. The first 7 months I was doing it really intensely. The last like 2-3 months, I haven't been doing it as much. I've had other things going on in life, taking my energy away. And so that yoga routine's kind of fallen off a little bit. I can feel myself getting ready to get back into it. But here's the thing. I don't feel like it's completely gone now, because in my mind, I always thought about it as a year. And when I get to September, I'll see where I'm at, and I'm pretty happy with my progress. And then I'll start thinking, where am I going to be next year at this time? You see what I mean? So again, we need to start thinking longer term. It's like, again, when you went to college or whatever professional training that you've ever gotten or done, or anything you've studied for a while, there's levels of mastery. You can't just cram it in. There's a natural level to this thing. And so when you think to yourself, where do we next year at this time? I think it's a healthy thought, you know, and it definitely sets you up for success. So let's just talk about some of the fundamentals. This is what I'm talking about when it says it doesn't have to be a grand slam. Okay. So you have a bad weekend of eating and you want to get back on track. Here's the thing. Listen, if you have a bad weekend of eating, for example, what happens is now on Monday, you're probably going to be hungrier. Okay. It primes us. When we eat crappy, we want more crappy food. So to think we're going to have a crappy weekend of eating and then Monday we're going to come back like we're perfect. Listen, it can happen and you're going to get to that point, right? I can kind of do it now, but there's more cravings and things going on that Monday. And I've got strategies in place to deal with it. So what I'm saying is that's kind of like the grand slam. Monday comes and I'm like, I'm right back perfect. If you can do it, and you will as you continue this, your ability to do that will increase. But in the meantime, and sometimes even with myself, sometimes I'm just not able to get back 100%. Okay. But that's okay because I have other alternatives, right? So it's not like, because what typically happens, people have kind of a crappy weekend eating. Monday comes and they say, okay, that's it. I'm going to be right back on track. But then all the cravings hit them, right? Like out of nowhere. And, you know, they don't get 3 hours into the day and they've already, you know, they ate a muffin or whatever. They ate something wrong and that's how I blew it. It's okay, right? Because that's not all we're going to base it on. We're not just going to base it on eating and exercising. That's the key here. I can't stress that enough. So first thing, water, right? Water is your best friend when you slip up. When you overeat, when you choose the wrong food, no matter what you do that's not healthy, water is the best thing you have available to you, okay? You stuff yourself silly, get the water as soon as you can, right? You eat a whole cake, get the water as soon as you can. You didn't exercise that day, drink water at least, okay? Water is the easiest thing you can do, okay, when you're not on track. And I'm telling you, I was thinking this today, and you may have heard me say that because I've done yoga at least a minute every night for literally the last 24 years. I've done it literally every single day, 98% of the time, I'd say, right? Every day I'm doing yoga. And even though it's only a few minutes sometimes for a year, that's all I'm doing is a couple minutes a day. I always identify as a yogi. And I was thinking this week, as I just started playing guitar again, I'd stopped playing guitar for about 6 months. And it was funny picking up for the first time because I wasn't thinking, it was just a weird thing. If I had stuck with the guitar for even a minute or 2 minutes a day for those 6-7 months, I'd be in a much better place. Okay. So that's what we're fighting against, this all or nothing thing where it's like, okay, I'm 100% on track. Oh, I screwed up. Oh, forget it. And that's what people do. And they're on track for a couple weeks. And then they're off track for a couple months, a couple years. That's what we have to stop. The easiest way to do that is with water and these fundamentals. But water, I swear, is the easiest one. And it makes you feel better, especially when you eat the wrong stuff. The water kind of helps you get back on track quickly because it helps you. It dilutes it, helps you digest quicker, helps you kind of erase it and get back on track. And of course, once you drink water, all of a sudden it's like, okay, I'm doing something healthy again. So that's why we don't want to. Some people have a crappy weekend eating, and then they're in their mind, they're saying, okay, now tomorrow, Monday, I have to eat perfectly to be back on track. Well, that's setting the bar really, really high. It's making it easy to fail. Okay. If you set the bar really low, I'm just going to start making sure I drink some water, and you're doing that through the weekend, and then Monday, you're doing it as well. I'm telling you, unconsciously, it makes you feel like you're still on track somewhat. Okay. So water, I swear, is the secret. And right behind that is sleep and rest, right? So again, this one can be easy to do. This is the turkey dinner, right? You eat too much Thanksgiving dinner and you're tired anyways. Okay. So sleep is one of the next best things you can do, right? Just getting some rest. And sleep is better, right? So I'm not just talking about laying there watching TV, because that's kind of a quasi, it's not a real relaxation state. I'm talking about going to bed. So you eat like crap on Sunday, go to bed a half hour, an hour early on that night. Why? Because it's a healthy thing you're doing. You're getting yourself back in that lane, right? With little easy things to do. I ate like crap today, but at least I drank my water. I'm going to go to bed early. I'm going to get myself ready for tomorrow. You see what I mean? And so it's just something you're saying to yourself. And I want to be clear. I would say these fundamentals, half of it is reality. It really helps you, right? So you eat like crap, you get some water, you go to bed early. Physically, your body recovers, you feel better the next day, right? So there's a physical aspect to it feeling better. But I would say the other half of it is that it's almost like it's a hypnotic suggestion. Because you know how it's like when you make a mistake with eating and you're all of a sudden that voice in your head saying, oh, man, you're doing so good. And now you screwed it up and now you ruined it. Oh, you did it again, screwed up again, couldn't handle it. And so we always have a voice in our head. And is it going to be a voice that's harming us or supporting us? And so the other half of how this helps us is we're saying, OK, I'm back on track. I got my water, my body. I'm going to go to bed early tonight. I'm going to get some rest, get my sleep, get my body restored, ready, get back on track tomorrow. It's a totally different conversation in my head. Okay. And so again, we can do this. We want to use suggestions for ourselves that are helping us. And so that's why these fundamentals are so beneficial. It's not just what they do to us physically. It's also the fact that we can point to it in our mind and say, oh yeah, well, at least I drink my water. This is going to my rest, right? Then we can bring into relaxation and breathing. Again, this is key. The relaxation and breathing I always put together because if you're truly going to relax deeply, your breathing is going to become deeper and more calm and rhythmic. And then vice versa. If you're going to breathe deeply in a relaxed way, you need to relax your body. So they really are one and the same to a certain degree. And so this can be helpful to just let go of the stress and the tension sometimes that we put on ourselves when we make a mistake. Nourishment. Okay. So this is okay. I ate bad here. But now I'm going to at least make up for me, you know, a carrot and some celery. I'm going to have a salad. I'm going to whatever is healthy in your mind, that's a whole natural food. Get it in your body. Okay. It starts to recalibrate your taste. Again, it's a suggestion. It does help your body. Okay. And so again, it's just one little thing to do. Doesn't have to be drastic. You know what I mean? It doesn't say, oh, I didn't eat a good breakfast and lunch for today. So now for dinner, I have to have a perfect dinner of just vegetables. That's great. But if you can't do that, even just having any nourishment into your body is a beneficial thing. We're always looking to give ourselves the micronutrients that our body craves. Okay. And that's a perfect time to do it. Movement, right? So maybe one of the best things you can do in addition to the water after you've eaten too much is go for a walk. Okay. Get the body moving. Again, what it does is, yeah, okay, I didn't eat too great there, but I drank my water afterwards. I went for a walk. I just kind of relaxed while I was walking. I came back and ate a couple carrots and I went to bed early. Do you see how that, it doesn't erase the day. It doesn't make everything better, but do you see how it sets you up for success the following day? Again, this is what I'm talking about. This ability to get back on track is the doorway. It's the tool you need to master in order to master your weight and your body. Cause perfection is an illusion, right? And people don't believe that, but it is. And so this is what you have to do. And again, it doesn't have to be walking. It could be going for a swim. It could be going dancing. It could be literally anything where you're moving your body, right? Sometimes I'll just pull weeds. I like pulling weeds. I'll mow the lawn, whatever. Clean the house. It doesn't matter. Any movement, again, it gives your body an opportunity to kind of digest the food, move it around. And by the way, again, say you're doing laundry. Say you're washing dishes. Give yourself the suggestion, okay, I kind of didn't eat too great today, but at least I'm moving my body now. Okay, don't always minimize it. A lot of times people say, well, so what? So I was moving around, so I mowed the lawn. Well, you mow a lawn, depending on how big it is, it could be 5,000-6,000 steps. Okay, so it's something. Don't minimize what you're doing. Maximize the good things you're doing. Okay, encourage yourself. Meditation. Now, this is a double-edged sword, right? So if you ate a bunch of food and then you go and meditate, it'll probably be kind of an uncomfortable meditation because you'll be aware of how your body feels when you stuff yourself. And that's a double-edged sword. It doesn't feel too great, but it's also very, very kind of instructive and informative and insightful. I can tell you I've done this many times in my life where I've eaten too much of the wrong food and then I've done some yoga. And it's like, you don't realize how crappy it feels in your body. And that can be actually a very useful thing to do. But anyways, if you want to meditate as well, that can be helpful. You let go of what you did and you start afresh. That's what that meditation can be for you. Gratitude, always helpful. Again, what are you thankful for? What are you grateful for? What's this fight against, right? Some people say, oh, gratitude. Again, you have to see it in context. When you make a mistake or when you didn't have a good day, you got to realize just how negative you can get in your head. That's what I'm talking about. So don't write off gratitude as being like, gratitude, how's that going to help me get my track? Well, you have to appreciate when you get off track just how negative and mean you are to yourself, right? And discouraging you are. I mean, it's just, let's face it, right? I mean, that's part of my job. I get to really kind of delve into people's minds. And the things we say to ourselves is the meanest stuff there is, pretty much. So gratitude combats that. So, okay, I didn't eat exactly what I wanted to do today, but that's okay. You know what I mean? I'm going to get back on track. I'm thankful that I've got these habits already in place, so it's easier for me to pull them up. I'm glad I know this stuff. I'm glad I understand the idea of being all or something as opposed to all or nothing. Again, gratitude can it emotionally and mentally get you prepared to get back on track, right? And kind of refocus yourself. And then finally, kind of putting them together is the master ritual. And again, whatever your master ritual is, that's the key thing. This is why I suggest doing a master ritual at night, by the way. In a sense, it's almost like, what do they get? I think this is just Catholics, but I'm not sure. But when you have confession, right? It's kind of like you go into confession, you kind of wipe away your sins, and you get to start fresh. That's kind of what the master ritual is. Like, okay, I didn't have a great day, but I've had my water, I've relaxed a bit, nourished myself a little bit more, took a walk. Now I'm going to stretch out my body a little bit, relax the muscles, breathe deeper, calm my mind down, feel some gratitude. Again, whatever your master ritual is, this is why it's important. Because now, at the end of the day, you've capped the end of the day off with something positive. So you see, that's why these fundamentals are, that's why I'm talking about these all the time. Because what you want to do is you want to have these things scattered throughout your day. Right? So even if you eat like crap, okay, well, you drank all your water that you wanted to drink. So you're not going to feel as bad. Right? And at least your mind can grab onto something healthy you did that day. You go to bed a little bit earlier. Oh, okay, well, I did that. So again, if we only measure our success by how we ate or if we exercised, we make it very difficult to succeed because some days you're going to eat crappy. Some days you're not going to exercise. And if those are the only two things you have to measure or to motivate you and keep you focused and feeling good, you're setting yourself up for failure because there's going to be days when you don't do those things. When you add these things here, it becomes way easier to do these things. All right. So again, it's one of those things I've lead you to a horse to water, but I can't make you drink. You got to do these to experience it firsthand. All right. But again, it's very, very powerful and it can really help you. Now I want to talk about getting some leverage. Okay. So getting ourselves back on track, you know, this is a key one. So again, what we want to do, right? A lot of times we make a mistake and we start focusing in on the problem and we start with the, oh, there I go again. I did it again. I was doing so well. And then I screwed up like I always do. Oh, I can't control myself around cake. Oh, those burgers were there and I couldn't stop myself and I'm never going to be able to succeed. So, right, we all know this conversation we have in our head. We need to change it. Okay, so what? So you made some mistakes, all right? Let's just look at what's at stake here. Right? This isn't about just making a couple mistakes and, oh, well, I guess I'll just go blah, blah, blah. No, everything's at stake here. If you don't, and making a mistake for a day, a couple days, a week, who cares? It's always time to get back on track. There's a saying, there's a Chinese proverb, the best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. The second best time is today. So it's the same thing with getting back on track, right? We screw up. Okay. How do we get back on track? We get leverage on ourselves. What's at stake here? Okay. You made a mistake, but if you don't get yourself straightened out quick, this is what you have to look forward to, right? This is your life. If you just give up, and you don't stay focused, you don't stay motivated, here's what you got waiting for you. A lifetime full of depression, boredom, sadness, fear, anger, irritation, stress, overwhelm, insecurity, right? All of these things and many more. So again, not to hit you with the pain hammer, but let's face it. We got to see this whole process differently. This isn't just, oh, let me give it a try. Let me give this a shot. No, this has to be life or death. And it is. And if it's not physical death, it's mental and emotional death because living this way sucks. And so we have to look at it this way. Okay. So that's why I go right to the, I go right to the intensity of it. Okay. Yeah. So what? So you didn't do great eating today. So what? This is what at stake. Okay. So let's get you back on track quick. Okay. Cause there's a lot going on here. And so again, the pain is usually going to jolt you kind of out of it. And so you didn't eat well today. It's because you forgot this stuff probably. Okay. And again, the process of learning, really so much of the process of learning is just reminding, remembering. So again, just because you know this stuff now doesn't mean you're going to remember it tomorrow. That's why I said patience, persistence. It's learning something. Now, if you're going to learn the piano, just because you learn a piece of music and you kind of understand it doesn't mean you're going to be able to play it perfectly. It takes practice. You got to put it into your body, right? Neurologically, you have to understand it. Same thing here. And so you're going to make mistakes. You need mistakes, but you need to get back on track. And you're going to have to go through that process many, 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 many times. That's the secret. I still go off track. My weight's right where I want it to be, but I'm constantly going through this exact process. My eating is not 100%. I want to be clear, but I 100% get back on track. That's the difference. Okay. And part of it is I look at it very black or white. If I get to the point, oh, God, this is getting hard. What's happening? My cravings are getting, I didn't eat well again today. Okay. Well, what's at store here? What's at stake? Whoa, this stuff, life or death. Okay. And now there's a flip side though. Okay. How do you want to feel? Okay. You ate some food. You kind of got lost. You forgot about some stuff. You thought that was enjoyable and that you're missing it or whatever. You did it. Yeah, it was okay for a minute, but then there was a lot of negative stuff about it, right? A lot of negative emotions. It didn't feel good, all the rest of it. But now we flip it over and how do you want to feel? You get back on track tomorrow. How are you going to feel at the end of the day? Right? Happier, excited, feeling like you're on track, feel more confident, feel more successful, right? More courageous, right? You did it. Wow. Look at this. Okay. So this is what is waiting for you in this other lifestyle. Okay. And this is what's got to drive you, right? Again, we want to use the pain to push us and the pleasure to pull us, right? It's that simple. And so we want to get clear. And again, this is just a couple things. So there might be other emotions that you want. Maybe that's why there's some other thing you're looking for. I don't think there's like peace of mind isn't on here. Maybe peace of mind is what really jazzes you up. So again, you got to find the words that you want to do. Right? Like I said, for me, it's life or death. It's all these other things too, though. Right? It's my confidence is directly tied, not to my weight, by the way, but my ability to live this way. Okay. And so again, don't just put it up and just look at the food and how you're missing it. Start to look at the emotions that are at play here. The emotions you're moving away from and the ones you're moving towards. Okay. How much more passionate, how much more enthusiastic about life would you feel? How much more energized would you be? Right. How much more sexier would you feel if that's important to you? Right. Again, not just because your body looks different, but because you feel good about yourself, that you know you're living the way you truly want to and you know you can. Okay. So again, you focus on these things and, you know, this will help put you back on track. Okay. So refocus on the goal, right? This is always helpful. I always want to keep this stuff front of mind, right? And so again, we start with kind of the external stuff. How much do you want to weigh? What size do you want to be? Right? Again, you're always thinking this, always reinforcing it. Now, I want to make something clear too, by the way. As you go through this process, it is not unusual to change what you want to weigh or what size you want to be. It's not unusual to shift your goal, right? I think I've told this story 100 times, but for years I was like, oh, I want to get a six pack. And so I would be like, okay, I'm going to get abs. And, you know, I'd start down that path for a little bit. And then next thing you know, I was like, you know, I'd be off of it. I wouldn't be doing the exercise. I wouldn't be eating the way I had to. And that happened many, many times. But this was a situation where I said, yeah, you know what? At one point I realized, I said, well, I don't even care. I don't care about abs, right? My shirt's off 10 minutes a year. It's a lot of work for no benefit. I'm married. She don't care. So again, in that situation, I changed my goal. And who cares? Sometimes this culture, this whole goal thing of like, you know, just kill yourself to achieve the goal. Well, yeah, if it's congruent, you know, if that's really what you want. But part of this process is you getting clear on what your goal truly is. Okay. And so sometimes that process is changing the goal up a little bit, right? Maybe if extra 5 pounds would increase your quality of life, and that's where you want to be. And so again, I'm just pointing that out there. And maybe you have a number and that's what you're sticking to. That's fine too. There's no right or wrong. There's only what works for you. But whatever that goal is for you, again, we want to refocus on it as much as we can. And again, you got to, I don't know, it's hard to explain. It's kind of like explain, like, what is love? How do you know you're in love? How do you know you have the right goal? It's one of those things, you know, it's like, how do you know? Only you can know. But if you're questioning it, if you're not sure, if you think it'd be too thin, you know, start thinking about it. You can add a couple pounds to it. You can always change the goal. Okay, that's what I'm saying. But whatever, ultimately, the goal you say is one that you want to have jazz you up, you know, in a lot of ways. So can we start with the weight or the size, whatever kind of outside external measurement you're going to do? The next was, you know, what do you want to look like? What clothes do you want to wear? Right? How do you want to present yourself to the world? Okay. And so again, you know, this goes beyond just size, right? This I want to make clear. I think this is where it starts to separate itself from like intense diets. Cause sometimes you'll see people doing intense diets and they just look stressed, right? So it's like, yeah, they've lost some weight, but I don't know, they look tense and stressed out, not happy. So this is part of it. I want you to think to yourself, how do you want to present yourself to the world? Right? What vibe do you want to give off? Right? And most likely it's kind of this calm, cool, confident, successful vibe. Right? And if that is, say that's what you want, start again, you want to focus on it because you want to make that as clear as possible. Right? The more detailed you can get it, the more you can tap into that, the more power you pull out of it. Right? So if calm, confident, successful is important to you, you want to really tap into those emotions. Use them now. Don't wait till you lose the weight and then say, well, once I lose the weight, then I'll feel that. No. Feel it now and let those feelings help you achieve your goal. Okay. But it starts by, again, what clothes you want to wear. Instead of thinking, oh, I can't wear that. I can't wear that. Oh, everything's bad. Again, we can look at almost anything in at least two ways. And so we want to start saying, how are the clothes that I want to wear? How do I want to feel wearing them? How do I want to feel when I go shopping? Right? What do I want to look like? What's the best version of me look like? Okay, and we want to get clear on that. How do you want to feel? Right? Again, the level of energy, confidence, joy do you want to experience in your life? Right? Again, this is the emotional part of it, right? The physical, the feelings, right? What are you energized, healthy, optimistic, confident, successful, joyful, happy? What's that version of you look like, feel like, walk like, talk like? The more you can understand that, the more you can connect to that and live as that version of you. And again, it starts inside. It starts in your imagination of knowing what that looks like and understanding it. And then it's about connecting into it, right? We're acting as if you were that person. That's how you create the transformation from the inside out, starting it right now. You're not waiting from the outside in. Oh, once I'm X amount of pounds, then I'm going to feel all this. That doesn't work. You know it. You've probably experienced it firsthand. And certainly if you look around, you know, you see people losing weight, white knuckled, right? They're just so scared they're going to put the weight back on. They're so nervous that they're not going to be able to maintain it. That's not what we're looking here. We're looking to become the best version of ourselves. Okay. And so you need to consistently reinforce that. It's like a garden. You got to water it. You got to fertilize. You got to give it sun. That's you. You're literally planting a seed of the ideal version of you, and then you're doing everything you can to grow it. Okay. And it starts with your thinking, and you have to keep coming back to it. Just because you do it once, you're going to forget it. Think about it. Anything you've learned in your life, right? When you're in school, just hearing something one time is not learning, right? It's the consistent reinforcement, interaction, interfacing, reminding. That's what we're doing here. That's the process, right? That's the normal process of learning. And so again, the clearer you can get about how you want to feel, the level of energy, confidence, joy that you want to experience in your life, that you want to live at, that's going to help you out. And then finally, how do you want to live, right? So now we're going really big, right? So we kind of started off real specific and kind of small, right? Because again, the size you are, yeah, it's cool. Don't get me wrong, but there's way bigger stuff at stake here. And now we get to the big one, right? How do you want to live your life? What version of you do you want to be? Right? This isn't a dress rehearsal. You get one shot. So how do you want to live your life? Right? Again, we're going, if this doesn't get you fired up and motivated, right? Again, talk to me here, okay? Because this should be getting you fired up. Right? You should be getting excited. And just because you forgot about this doesn't mean anything. You'll get fired up about this, and tomorrow you might forget all about it. So what does that mean? It means you got to remind yourself again. That's what I'm trying to say. It's constantly the process of getting back on, That's the secret. Okay. And so the clearer and the more powerful you can answer these questions, the easier it's going to be for you to refocus and get back on track. Okay. And so again, I say this, I love doing this lesson, like right around the beginning of the first of the year and right around now. Right. And again, we'll talk about it in different ways. Again, learning from mistakes, getting yourself back on track is a core skill. Okay. But again, I like to talk about it right now. And again, it's not always being 100%. So I want you to understand that refocusing doesn't always mean, okay, now I've got to be 100%. Sometimes refocusing means you're going from being 30% up to 55%. You understand? So it's not all, it doesn't just have to be up to 100. Okay. Sometimes it's just an improvement. We always got to be improving. That never changes. Never changes. Okay. So the process of refocusing never ends. All right. So I hope that, that helps you out. I am glad you guys were all here for this call here. If, you have any questions, you know, again, there's the help desk that's right on the right side of the screen. So anytime, if you ever have any questions about anything, you can just click on there and send me a message and I'll get back to you. Make the live calls. You know, feel free to, you know, ask a question there and I'll get to it. And then we'll talk to you next Tuesday. All right. So have a great week, everyone. And I'll talk to you next week.